有四堂的聚会。
Each time during the four gatherings of the weekend.
好像感觉呢，时间过得特别快。
It seems the time goes by so quick.
啊，在没有来以前，我想四堂呢，好长啊。
Before I arrive, I felt four messages are so long.
但是一开始聚会呢，好像就一下就过去了。
But as soon as we start gathering, it seems time flies.
我们感谢主有这样的感觉，实在是因为主自己的同在。
We thank the Lord for such feelings, really because of Lord's presence.
主把渴慕他自己、渴慕他话语的心赐给我们。
Lord has given us this heart, longing for Himself and longing for His Word.
他就把他自己丰丰富富的倾倒下来。
And He abundantly poured down Himself to us.
今天早晨，当我自己有一点点安静在主面前。
This morning, when I have some quiet time before the Lord.
通常最后一堂呢，我总要把前面啊三堂呢稍微做一个简要的啊介绍。
Usually, I will briefly review the last three messages during the last session.
我再重新来思想整本的民数记。
Then once again, I meditate over the entire book of Numbers.
我感觉到父神的爱。
I feel of the Heavenly Father's love.
他不仅是我们的神。
He's not only our God.
他也做我们的父亲。
But He's also our Father.
他不仅牺牲他的爱子来拯救我们。
Not only He has sacrificed His beloved Son to save us.
使我们在世界上不再成为一个失丧并且堕落的人。
So we on earth no longer are someone who are lost and corrupted.
他呼召我们在基督里面回到他的家。
He called us in Christ to return to His home.
就像以色列人从埃及经过红海被拯救出来。
Just like the Israelites from Egypt passing through the Red Sea and being redeemed.
当以色列人到了西乃的旷野，在西乃山底下。
When Israelites arrived at the wilderness Sinai at the foot of Mount Sinai,
神用了一年的时间与他们立约。
God set up His covenant with them during 1 year period of time.
这个约的总结就在神的会幕建造在以色列百姓中间。
The summary of this covenant is that God's tabernacle dwells among men.
神就能够居住在他儿女们的中间。
So God is able to dwell among His children.
弟兄姊妹们，神实在爱我们。
God truly loves us.
昨天早上我和一些我们青年夫妇有一点的交通。
Yesterday morning, I had some fellowship with the young couples.
有一位弟兄讲呢，我们常常听见有人说，我们做父母的，特别做父亲的。
Brother mentions that as parents, especially fathers,
要给孩子们呢有品质的时间，有 quality time.
Need to give some quality time to our children.
他说呢，他听见一个侍奉主的人讲说，这个用词不太好。
He heard that one of those who served told him that this word quality time might not be a good term.
这个意思就是说我只给你很有限的时间。
That means I only give you a very limited time.
那么这很有限的时间里面呢，我给你浓度很高的营养。
So within this limit period of time, I give you high concentration of nutrition.
常常呢，做儿女的都消受不了。
Usually children cannot even take it.
他说呢，真正一个爱儿女的父亲呢，是给孩子大量的时间。
He said, a father who truly loves his children, he gives his children abundance of time.
他讲叫做 quantity time.
Should be quantity time.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们的神为什么要与我们同住呢？
Why does our God would like to live with us?
因为他不要离开我们。
Because he doesn't want to leave us.
他给我们大量的时间。
He gives us such quantity of time.
用今天的话来讲呢，叫做 24/7。
Now we use the term 24/7.
他从来没有离开过我们。
He never left us.
这就是神爱我们。
That's God.
他为什么要爱我们呢？
Why does He love us?
他要把他的上好，就是他的目的，他救我们的目的，赐给我们。
He would like to give us His best, which is the purpose He saved us.
引领我们进到他所应许的牛奶与蜜之地。
To guide us entering into the land of His promise, the land that flows with milk and honey.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你是不是有这样的观念？
I don't know if you have such concept.
可能呢, 我们要享受基督的丰富, 只有到永世里才有。
We might thought that in order for us to enjoy the riches of Christ, we have to be in eternity.
但是我们读圣经,
but we read the Bible.
我们真的了解神的心意的时候,
when we start to really understand God's will,
我们知道神的心意是要我们今生就进入的。
We know God would like us to enter in this life.
今生就得着的。
That we can gain him this life.
我在第一堂曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到,
I share with brothers and sisters during my first message.
我很感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
在我很年幼的时候,
when I was young,
我还在学生时代的时候,
I was still being a student.
在教会里面, 我看见有一些弟兄姊妹, 他们得着了。
I have seen some brothers and sisters in church. They have obtained.
他们进入了。
They have entered in.
他们无论走到哪里,
no matter where they
无论碰到什么环境,
or what kind of circumstances,
你只要碰见这个人, 你好像就碰见了神自己。
When you meet this person, as if you met God himself.
从这个人身上流出来的,
what outflow from this person?
那真是圣经里面讲到, 活水的江河。
That is the rivers of living water.
弟兄姊妹们, 父神爱我们。
Heavenly Father loves us.
他不仅牺牲他的爱子, 拯救我们,
not only he sacrificed his only beloved son,
并且他与我们同住,
but he dwells among us.
他同住以后, 他就要引导我们走一条属天的道路。
So after he dwells among us, he will guide us to walk this heavenly way.
我们昨天讲到, 走这一条属天道路, 不是个人走的,
it's not individual walk this heavenly way.
是个人会有经历。
True, individuals will have experience.
或者这样讲, 经历是个人得着的。
Experience has been gained by individuals.
但是那个果效, 还有那个原因, 都是在基督的身体里, 是团体的。
But the original result, all the results and fruits are based on in the corporate body of Christ.
所以我们可以从圣经这样说。
So based on the Bible, we can say,
弟兄姊妹们, 若是你要达到神, 拯救我们的目的,
if you would like to attend to the purpose God saves us,
今生我们能够享受那个丰富,
and we can enjoy this riches this life,
并且流露那个祝福, 成为主的见证,
and outflow this blessing to become Lord's testimony.
我们必须要认识教会,
we have to understand the church,
必须要认识基督的身体,
we have to understand the body of Christ,
我们必须要活在身体的原则的里面,
and we have to live in this principle of the body.
这就是民数记, 不是一个人走, 也不是少数人走, 而是全体的一起往前走。
That is why in the book of Numbers, not individual walk, nor just a few minority, but everybody walks together.
他们中间有的人信心已经完全了。
Some of them, their faith has been perfected.
用今天的话来讲, 他属灵的生命呢, 身量呢, 是健壮的, 是长大的。
In terms of today, we say that their spiritual stature is strong and also fully matured.
他们呢, 可以直接的就进迦南。
They should be able to enter into Canaan directly.
但是因着要和弟兄姊妹一起,
but to be together with brothers and sisters.
所以他们必须走得慢一点。
So they shall slow down.
啊, 这就是加勒和约书亚的故事。
That's the story of Caleb and Joshua.
你从加勒和约书亚的身上, 你看见, 他们一面呢, 充满了活力, 因为他们有信心, 活泼的信心。
From Caleb and Joshua, we see that on the one hand, they have this living faith, therefore they are so lively.
但是另外一面呢,
on the other hand,
他们又是充满了谦卑和柔和,
and they are full of meekness and gentleness,
充满了耐心,
full of patience,
endurance. 弟兄姊妹们, 你知道, 这个是一个很不容易调和的东西。
It's something hard to coordinate together.
有信心的人都跑得快一点的。
Those who have faith run ahead.
那些有耐心的人都是走得很慢的。
Those who have endurance, they walk slower.
但是你看在他们的身上, 这说出一个团体的原则。
So from them, we see this corporate principle.
这也解释我们今天在一起生活, 我们彼此相顾, 彼此包容, 彼此扶持的。 那个经历,
and this explains the experience that as we live together, that we watch out for one another, we take care of each other, and also we accept one another.
而这一路上面,
and along this way,
我们看见神亲自的带领,
God himself guides.
亲自的与他们同行。
Himself walks with them.
亲自的引导他们。
And he guides them.
就是他们该怎么走，神也用约柜走在他们前面三天。
God even uses the Ark of Covenant to show them how they should walk 3 days ahead of them.
昨天晚上我回到家，再为着这个民数记十章三十三、三十四节祷告和默想。
Last night after I returned, I once again meditate for Book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 33 and 34.
今天早上我好像得着主一点点的这个教导。
And this morning, as if I received some teaching from the Lord.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
既然他们知道启程的时刻是借着云彩上升。
Since they know the time for them to set forth is based on the, when the cloud lifts up.
但是他们该怎么走呢？他们必须要看约柜。
But they should watch the Ark of Covenant when they know how to walk.
到了新约圣经。
When it comes to New Testament.
新约时代，使徒们他们在教会的经历里面告诉我们。
The experience of apostles during New Testament time in the church experience tell us.
今天教会的实行，我们是要照着基督的脚踪来走。
The execution of the church, we should walk based on the footsteps of Christ.
这是彼得在他的书信里面告诉我们。
That's what Peter told us in his epistle.
在彼得前书第二章第二十一节。
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
彼得讲到我们在地上的生活。
Peter talks about our life on earth.
他说呢，你们蒙召原是为此。
He said that for even here on where you called.
因基督也为你们受过苦。
Because Christ also suffered for us.
给你们留下榜样。
Leaving us an example.
叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
That you should follow his steps.
约柜走三天，这个榜样就是主耶稣在十字架上的经历。
The example of how Ark of Covenant walks 3 days ahead is the experience of Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们知道，不仅仅在六个钟头主在十字架上。
Not only our Lord was on the cross for 6 hours.
而且他有三天进入了阴间。
For 3 days he entered into Hades.
他在那里安息的等候父神。使他从死里复活。
There he was fully rested and waiting for the heavenly Father to raise him up from the dead.
彼得看见那个事实。
Peter had saw this reality.
他说他在阴间呢，就像那些在监狱里面的人传福音。
He said that as our Lord was in the Hades, as if he was in the prison sharing the gospel.
到了时候呢，神使他从死里复活。
When the time comes, then Lord raised him up from the dead.
他就胜过了阴间。和死亡的那个门。
And he overcome the gates of Hades.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的主十字架的能力。
That's the power of our Lord's cross.
十字架的救赎。
The salvation of the cross.
十字架所带来的祝福。
And the blessing brought out from Christ.
今天你我若是肯与基督同死。
Today if we are willing to die with Christ.
我们肯在地上忍受十字架的苦难。
And we are willing to endure the suffering of Christ on earth.
那个是教会实行我们行事为人的原则。
And that is the principle of how we execute out our daily lives in church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见神不仅这样带领我们。
We see God does not only guide us this way.
并且在整个民数记。
But in the entire book of Numbers.
神也显明他带领他百姓走这条路的内容和他的意义。
God also expressed the content and meaning of how he guide his children to walk this way.
这个是昨天下午我们交通到一点。
That's what we shared yesterday afternoon.
所以在我们在以色列百姓还没有启程之前，神用了一段时间让他们做预备。
So even before Israelites start their journey, God used a period of time to prepare them.
我们昨天讲到那个预备的七方面呢，就讲出好。这个基督身体建造的原则。
The seven points of the preparation talks about the building up of the body of Christ.
我们今天在一起聚会。
Today as we gather together.
是一群相信耶稣基督的个人集合在一起的一个团体吗？
Is there a corporate group that's gathering all those individuals who believe unto Jesus?
还是我们呢，紧紧相连的，我们是基督身体上的肢体，这个是不一样的。
And also it's different from as if that we are each member connect closely together. We are each member of the body of Christ.
我们常常认为呢，只要基督徒聚在一起成为一个团体， 我们就可以称它做一个教会了。
We often think that as long as Christians all gather together become a group, then we can call it a church.
但是我们昨天讲到有一些的现象，我们喜欢的时候我们就来，不喜欢的时候我就不来了。
But yesterday we mentioned about some conditions that if we feel we like it, then we come. We don't feel like it, we don't come.
我方便的时候我就来，我不方便的时候我就不参与了。
If it's convenient for me, I come. If it's inconvenient, I don't join.
弟兄姊妹，肢体却不是这样。
But being members is not like this.
弟兄姊妹们，所以保罗认识这个。
So Paul understands this.
他在写哥林多书信的时候。
When he wrote First and Second Corinthians.
他说：“虽然我人不在你们中间，但是我的灵却与你们同在。”
He said that although I'm not physically among you, but my spirit is with you.
有没有今天早上一个人呢？我们来聚会了，你把手留在家里面了。
Have any one of us, our body comes, but we leave our arm at home.
如果你的手能够留在家里，你人到这里来呢，那个手一定不是真的手。
If you can leave your arm at home while your body is here, then that's really not your own arm.
那个手呢，叫做 artificial limb.
That's an artificial limb.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很教会里面有很多呢，这个 artificial limb。
Today in church, we see many artificial limbs.
有很多 artificial members.
So many artificial members.
啊，一有不顺我意的，我下个礼拜不来表示抗议。
As soon as there's something that's not pleasing me, then I don't come as if I'm protesting.
所以，若是这样走路的话，走走走呢，200万以色列人就剩下20个人了。
So if we walk this way, then 2 million Israelites only become 20 people.
所以主要与他们立约。
So God has set a covenant with
them. 所以主要向他们说话。
God has to speak to them.
主要预备他们。
God has to prepare them.
主要供应他们。
And provide them.
让他们真实的成为基督的身体。
So they can truly become the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙！
How amazing that!
这说出神的爱。
It talks about God's love.
没有一个人能够去用道理、用做法、用聪明、用智慧来建造基督的身体。
There's nobody who can use knowledge or their own wisdom or all kinds of their own head to build up the body of Christ.
只有当圣灵把我们都浸透了。
Only when the Holy Spirit immerses us.
弟兄姊妹，这个经历是宝贵的。
This experience is precious.
你我有没有经历过一次聚会，全场屋子里面都被圣灵充满？
Have we ever experienced this gathering that the presence of the Lord is fully filled the place?
这就是五旬节弟兄姊妹的经历。
That's an experience at Pentecost for brothers and sisters.
这也是今天你我每一个弟兄姊妹们我们对身体经历的原因。
And this is the reason that each one of us experienced the body.
我自己有过几次这样的经历。
I have some experience this way.
有一次我们平常的主日聚会。
Once we just have a regular Lord's Day meeting.
我们中间有一位姊妹，她的先生呢，跟着她来聚会，但是不信主。
One of our sister's husband who does not believe the Lord, he came to the gathering.
啊，他跟我们在一起聚会也有两三年。
He has met with us for 2 or 3 years already.
但断断续续的，有时候他要回中国。
But it's not continued. Sometimes he returns to China.
他有一次回中国很长一段时间回来。
Once he returned from China after he was in China for such a long time.
他来主日聚会。
He came to our Lord's Day gathering.
聚完会以后，他就走到前面来跟我讲话。
After meeting, he came up to talk to me.
他说：“伯弟兄，我可以受浸吗？”
He told me that, Brother Bo, I'm ready to get baptized.
我说：“你信了吗？”
I asked him, Have you believed?
他说：“我讲，刚才我聚会的时候，我经历到这房子被神的灵充满。”
He told me that when I was in the gathering, I experienced this full building is being filled by the Spirit of God.
他说：“神是真实的。”
He said, God is so real.
耶稣基督是我的救主。
Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们活在这个信心的里面。
Each time when we live in this faith,
不是活在感觉的里面。
We don't live in our own feeling.
而是我这样相信，我这样的来到主的跟前。
But we believe this way, so we come before the Lord this way.
这个是身体。
That is the body.
所以当我们在一起聚会啊。
So when we gather together,
我们不是看今天谁来了。
We don't look at who are here.
你坐在那，你会感觉到今天谁没有来。
When you sit there, you can actually feel who are not here.
这个是神的爱在我们中间。
That is God's love among us.
这个是基督身体的感觉。
That is the sense of the body of Christ.
我曾经服侍过 他们杰出的一些年长弟兄姊妹。
I have served those brother, the elderly brothers sisters who have
一位老姊妹啊, 她 amputated.
Amputated.
她因为糖尿病，不得不把她的脚切掉。
An elderly sister, because of diabetes, she had to amputate.
我那时候负责每一个主日去接她来聚会。
So I was responsible to give her ride every Sunday.
我对她像我的母亲，她对我像她自己的孩子。
I treat her as my own mother, and she treat me as her own.
她有时候上车就跟我讲她这个礼拜的生活。
And she told me about how her life was in the past week.
她说伯利兄不知道为什么，我老是觉得我这个没有脚的地方会痒。
She told me that I don't know why, but I often feel that where my leg's supposed to be, I feel it's itchy, but when I try to scratch it, I can't feel anything.
弟兄姊妹，有时候很奇妙，主用我们自己身体来教我们属灵的原则。
It's very amazing how Lord uses our own body to teach us spiritual principles.
如果在这一点上，主带我们进入，你再看见，你再想到弟兄姊妹的时候，那感觉完全不一样。
If in this point, Lord teaches us to enter in, then when we look at and when we see or when we see brothers and sisters, then the feeling will be different.
我们有时候多一段日子没有看到或者没有遇见，没有参加聚会，我们会非常想念。
Sometimes if we haven't seen brothers and sisters or haven't gone to meeting for a while, we truly miss them.
民数记就解释这些经历。
The book of Numbers explains those experience.
而且告诉我们在教会里面发生各样的事情，它的意义和价值是什么。
And it tells us with all the happenings in church, what's their meanings and their value.
神不仅发起这个行动，
God does not only initiate,
安排这个行动，
arrange this movement,
决定这个目的，
determine its purpose,
并且他一路的供应，一路的教养。
And along the way, he provides and also teaches.
所以每一次发生事情完，神就再说一次话。
So each time when something happens, God speaks again.
昨天我们年轻夫妇，特别做丈夫的、做弟兄的，问怎么做爸爸。
Yesterday, when the young couples met, that they especially the fathers, they asked, "How should we be fathers?"
读了民数记，我们应该知道父神怎么样做父亲，带他的儿女。
After we read Book of Numbers, we should know how our Heavenly Father, being a father, guides his children.
我们要效法我们的父亲，在地上做肉身的父亲。
We have to see examples of our Heavenly Father and to be fathers on earth.
父亲充满了慈爱。
Father is full of loving kindness.
充满了怜悯。
Full of mercy.
但是他是不是不管呢？ 不叫呢？
But is it that he doesn't discipline or he doesn't care? No.
父亲不是做一个烂好人。
Being a father is not just being a
good
person.
我们知道溺爱孩子的父亲呢，迟早自己要吃苦头的。
We know those fathers who spoil their sons, they actually end up suffering themselves.
神供应、教养、栽培。
God provides, teaches, and also nourish.
但是主也管教 ，discipline.
But God also disciplines.
为着要我们能够 进入基督的丰富。
In order for us enter into the abundance of Christ.
那么这一路在旷野里面的遭遇和经历。
So along the way, all the encounters and experience in the wilderness.
这两代之间的交替。
And the transition of the two generations.
我们看见了，说明神怎样把神的儿女们从属地的、肉身的。 教养成为属天的、属灵的。
Then we see how God transformed His children from the earthly, fleshly into spiritual and heavenly.
把教会养大。
And bring up the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常希望教会呢找一个有恩赐的传道人。
We often hope church can find a minister who's gifted.
有爱心的传道人。
Full of love.
为什么呢？他可以帮助弟兄姊妹。
Why is that? So he's able to help brothers and sisters.
可以成全弟兄姊妹。
To perfect brothers and sisters.
但是真正 叫教会长大的是什么呢？
But what is it that truly makes church to grow?
乃是神自己。
That's God himself.
保罗非常清楚这个原则。
Paul is so clear of this
principle. 他说栽种的算不得什么。
It's nothing for the one who plants.
浇灌的也算不得什么。
Nor someone who waters.
唯有叫他生长的神。
But it's only the God who makes it grow.
弟兄姊妹，所以昨天晚上我们讲到他们有许多的遭遇和经历。
So last night we talked about their encounters and also experiences.
在这些遭遇经历里面，主在不在他们中间呢？
Is God amongst them in the midst of those encounters and experiences?
主知不知道他们会发生这些事情呢？
Does the Lord know that something will happen to them?
我相信我们每个人答案都是肯定的。
I trust that everyone says.
我们的神知道。
Our God knows.
我们的神在那里。
Our God is there.
那么神在那里做什么呢？
And what does God do?
是要让他们认识成长的原则。
To let them understand the principle of growth.
如果我们不认识自己的己的生命，
If we don't realize about our fleshly life,
不知道自己的肉体多麻烦多可怕多讨厌，
we don't know how scary and how abhorrible our flesh is.
我们不会去接受主在基督里面给我们美好的祝福。
We will not accept the great blessing in Jesus Christ that our Lord gives us.
所以整个旷野的经历把他们的肉体显明出来。
So the entire experience of wilderness exposed their flesh.
把他们属地的东西炼尽。
Purify their earthly characteristics.
所以今天早晨呢，我们要来到了民数记最后一段。
So this morning we come to the last part of Book of Numbers.
请我们读几处的经文。
Please read a few places of scripture.
首先请我们看民数记第一章。
Please turn to Book of Numbers chapter 1.
我们读44到46节。
Verse 44 to 46.
我们找着了，还是请大家一起读。
Please read it together.
这些就是被数点的，是摩西、亚伦和以色列中12个首领所数点的。这12个人各做各宗族的代表。这样，凡以色列人中被数的，照着宗族，从20岁以外能出去打仗被数的，共有603,550名。然后我们再读26章。
Let's read chapter 26.
51节。
Verse 51.
26章51节，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
以色列人中被数的共有601,730名。我们再读13章。
Let's turn to chapter 13.
23到27节。
Verse 22 to 27.
民数记第13章23节到27节，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
他们到了以实各谷，从那里砍了葡萄树的一枝，上头有一挂葡萄，两个人用钢抬着，又硫和无花果来，因为以色列人从那里砍来的那挂葡萄，所以那地方叫做以实各谷。过了40天，他们窥探那地才回来，到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西、亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西、亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。我们再读34章。
Chapter 34.
我们就读第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西说， 你吩咐以色列人说，你们到了迦南地，就是归你们为业的迦南四境之地。后面我们不读，整个迦南地的境界是从第三节开始一直到第十五节。
The entire borders of Canaan is from verse 3 to 15.
所以神把他产业的范围呢，在这几节的圣经里面啊，先描绘给摩西和所有的以色列人。
So God used those verses to explain the boundary line of his inheritance to Moses and Israelites.
我想其他的经文呢，我就把章节给大家，我们不读了，为着时间的缘故。
Because of time, I will give you other verses, but we will not read them together.
我们请大家看，写下来好了，二十六章五十二节到五十六节。
Please write those down. It's chapter 26.
五十二节到五十六节。
Chapter 26, 52 verse 56.
好，在这里讲到这个谁能够承或者这样讲哈，是承受产业的依据是什么
？It here talks about what is the basis for inherit the inheritance.
然后二十六章六十三到六十五节。
And chapter 26, 63 to
65.
63 to 65.
然后二十七章七节。
And chapter 27, verse 7.
二十七章十八节。
Chapter 27, verse 18.
然后二十八到二十九章。
And chapter 28, 29.
我今天要交通的是第一节到第八节。
I will share about chapter 28,
第一节到第八节。
Chapter 28, verse 1 through 8.
然后呢，第三十章。
And verse 30, chapter 30.
好，这整章圣经，弟兄姊妹有时间可以回家读。
So for this chapter, if you have time, you can read it.
然后呢，第三十一章。
And chapter 31.
在三十一章里面呢，有一处的新约圣经，就是约翰一书五章二十一节。
In chapter 31, there is a New Testament that's 1 John chapter 5, verse 21.
请大家翻了，我们读一下好了。
Let's turn to 1 John and read it together.
约翰一书第五章第二十一节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 21.
小子们啊，你们要自守。远避偶像。好，后面的几章哈，我等一下讲的时候我再给大家。
I will mention the later chapters when I share.
我们看见民数记啊，它的这一卷的卷名是根据于两次数点民数而得的。
We see the book of Numbers. This name of this book is being taken from the two senses being taken in this book.
啊，有人问呢，这个民数是什么意思
？What does it mean by census?
用今天的话来讲，就叫做人口普查。
From today's word, it's called taking the census. Taking the census.
好，这我们这样就比较明白，因为第一天晚上有年轻还听福音的朋友来参加聚会。
For because first night there are some young couples who are friends joining us.
聚完会呢，他跟带他来的弟兄讲说，到底什么是民数记？
So after
什么是民数？
Gathering, they ask, what exactly is called the numbers?
我们读圣经发现了，神很喜欢数点人。
When we read the Bible, we find that God likes to number people.
而且他数点的时候都讲到这些人几岁，或者是他怎么数点。
When he numbers them, he talks about how old they are and how does he take the census.
那民数记第一次数点的总数呢，是记载在第一章里面。
And the total number of first time numbering records in the chapter 1.
刚才我们读的第一章第44到46节。
It's in chapter 1 verse 44 through 46.
记载呢,从埃及出来在西乃山底下,所有男丁的数目呢,是603,3550名。
It records that those exit from Egypt at the foot of Mount Sinai, all those male, they were numbered as the 600,000, 3,550.
这些人的名字呢，没有不包含利未人。
And all the names does not include Levites.
那么第二次数点呢？
The second times of numbering.
我们刚才读的第26章第51节。
Chapter 26. Verse 51.
那里有601,730名。
There were 600,730.
而在这里面数点的人数啊，在第二次里面只有前面数点的，在第二次里面还在的只有两个人。
There were only two people that was being numbered in the second time, which already numbered the first time.
好，那两个人就是。
Those two people were Caleb and Joshua.
米利安、摩西、亚伦，他们都不包含在其中。
Marian, Moses, and Aaron, they were not included.
弟兄姊妹们，这说出一个属灵的原则。
This talks about spiritual principle.
我们虽然蒙恩得救了，
even though we're saved by grace,
我们里面确实得着了耶稣基督做我们的生命，这个是一个新的生命。
We have truly received Lord Jesus Christ as our new life.
但是在我们的身体里面，还有我们从父母得来肉身的生命。
But in us, we still have this fleshly body from our parents.
那么第一次数点的这些以色列人呢，他们所代表的呢，是那个得救的，但是活在肉身生命里面的人。
Those Israelites being numbered for first time, they represent those who are safe, but they still live in their flesh.
神要带我们长大的，乃是呢，我们得救了，我们要活在新生命里面的那个人。
But God would like to bring us to grow up, are those who we grow up and also we are safe and also live in this new life.
我们看见呢，在第一代里面得救的，一直活在新生命里面，就是加勒和约书亚。
It's only Caleb and Joshua who got saved in the first generation, and they always live in this new life.
这个活在新生命里面的那个条件或者原则是什么呢？
What is the requirement or principle of living in the new life?
保罗在罗马书第一章就告诉我们，义人必凭着信心，他可以活着。In
the first chapter of book of Romans, Paul told us that the righteous should live by faith.
好，我们知道在希伯来书里面也讲到这件事情。
And book of Hebrews also mentioned it.
义人必凭着信心而活着。The
justified should live by faith.
不是说那第一代的人倒闭在旷野里面，他们不凭信心。
It's not to say that the first generation who fell in wilderness, they were not living by faith.
我们深知摩西是
We know that Moses was based on faith.
我们知道亚伦和米利安他们也是凭着信心的。
And also Aaron and Marian, they were by faith.
可能我们很多不知道名字的也是这样。
And so were so many, we don't even know the name.
但是他们的天然人还在，还显明出来。
But their nature man still revealed.
所以呢，我们看见两次的这一个数点，说出神在我们身上带领我们。 他的目的是什么？
So those two times of numbering tells us what is the purpose of God's guidance.
和原则是什么？
And the principle.
他的目的呢是要叫基督在我们里面长大。
His purpose is to let Christ grow in us.
这叫做我们在基督里面，在神里面增加。
So we increase in Christ in God.
而这一个长大呢，用新约的话来说。
And this grows when we use New Testament terms.
就是施洗约翰呢，他听见主耶稣的门徒施洗比他还多。
That is when John the Baptist heard that the disciples of Lord Jesus baptized people more people than him.
有人告诉他的时候呢，他说了一句非常美的话。
When someone told him, and he said a beautiful thing.
他说呢，他必增加 我必减少。
He said that he should increase, I should decrease.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神在我们身上带领的那个目的。
That is the purpose of God's guidance.
他叫我们的天然生命在我们身上越来越减少。
So he let our nature man become diminish on us.
基督的生命在我们里面越来越增加。
And the life of Christ increases.
而这个减少和增加所有的那个原则乃是信心。
And the principle of this increase and decrease is based on faith.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这是我想先开头的时候和大家交通一下民数记神在我们身上的带领。
So this is when at beginning I would like to share about God's leading on us through the book of Numbers.
所以整个旷野神的带领呢，是训练神儿女们或者教会向着他自己的信心。
So throughout the wilderness, God is to train His children or His church to be to increase their faith.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚才读十三章那几句话。
As we read in chapter 13,
那是啊，我们看见那十二个探子回来，他们报道迦南地的情况。
We see the report given by those 12 spies about land of Canaan.
他们带来了证据，迦南地的丰富和肥美。
They brought the evidence to show the goodness, the riches, and also fatness of Canaan.
我在第一天讲到那个他们刚才的。可能不是葡萄，但是圣经明明讲是葡萄。
The first night I mentioned that what they carry might not be grapes, but in the Bible it says grapes.
所以我们要尊重，这是神的话语。
So we have to respect.
那真是丰富。
Those are so abundant.
他们讲的那个地呢，果然是牛奶与蜜之地。
They say that this land truly flows with milk and honey.
他们拿着那个证据说，这就是那地的果子。
So they show the evidence and say that that's the fruit of the land.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅讲到他们那个地的肥美。
It doesn't only talk about the fatness of the land.
我们中间有去过以色列的弟兄姊妹，带回来的东西都很好吃的。
And those brothers and sisters been to Israel when the food they brought back are so delicious.
我这一次一下飞机啊，接待我的弟兄，他请我吃小橘子。
As soon as I landed, the brother who hosts me, he gave me some small tangerine.
弟兄，快吃，快吃！我问他为什么，他说这是以色列来的。
He told me that this is from Israel.
保证每一个都甜。
It's definitely very sweet.
那一天呢，我吃了，真是非常好吃啊。
After I ate it, it's truly very good.
我到过欧洲一次。
I've been to Europe.
那弟兄告诉我，欧洲一半的水果是从以色列来的。
The brother told me half of the fruits imported into Europe are from Israel.
你看那个地方，你去看的是干旱的，很多地方是沙漠，特别是南地。
When you go to Israel, you see especially there are a lot of places are desert, especially in the Negev.
Negev, yeah. 在那个地方呢，现在出产最好的橄榄，还有水果。
But in Negev, actually, it comes out with the best. Olive, the olives and also fruits.
我吃过一次那里出了橄榄油，到现在还口颊留香。
I have ate once the olive oil from there, and even now I missed it.
非常非常清楚的那个果的味道，香味。
It's very pure with aroma.
这是神给以色列百姓肉身的祝福。
That's the fleshly blessing God has given to Israelites.
但是他这里讲了牛奶与蜜啊，这有属灵的意义。
But here talks about flowing with milk and honey. There's a spiritual meaning to it.
我们知道，对基督徒属灵的生命来讲，我们要生命长得好、长得美，需要纯净的灵奶。
For Christians, for our spiritual life to grow and into its fullness, we need a purity of the spiritual milk.
啊，这个是彼得他的经历告诉我们的。
That's what Peter told us based on his.
他说我们得救了，离开了那些污秽的事情，就要像才生的婴孩，爱慕纯净的灵奶。
He said that after we got saved, being delivered from the defiled things, we have to just like babies desire of the pure spiritual milk.
你在基督里面。才能够尝到这个味道。
We can only taste this in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们呢来聚会听别人交通。
Sometimes when we come to meeting to listen to others' fellowship.
因为他得着了基督。
For they have gained Christ.
啊， 交通我们得着了，真是享受。
And after weekend too, we really enjoyed it.
也有的时候我们自己亲近主读圣经。
Or sometimes we draw close to the Lord to read the Bible.
我们不敢说我们看得完全了，但是摸到一点点它里面的意义的时候。
We cannot say that we have seen completely perfect, but once we touch a little bit of its meaning.
那真好像喝了灵奶一样。那样的舒畅，那样的滋润。
Just like we drink the spiritual milk, it's so comfortable.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神要带我们在地上过的生活。
And that's the life God would like to guide us on earth.
那个蜜讲到甘甜。
The honey talks about sweetness.
我们知道今天呢，这个天气一热一吹风，好多人就打喷嚏，眼睛就红了。
We know that when the days got hot, and also when the wind blows, and many got allergy or itchiness in eyes.
我们说这个叫过敏，对不对？
We call this allergy.
那么他们学医学说，这是因为你的身体跟你的环境不调和，不 compatible.
And those who study medicine say that it's because your body and the environment is not compatible.
我认识一些弟兄姊妹，他们本来很厉害的过敏。
I know some brothers and sisters. At first, they have very serious allergy.
有人建议他们呢。去买本地产的野花的蜂蜜。
Some recommend them to buy the honey which is from the local wildflower.
有个姊妹呢，每天喝一杯啊，喝了两个月，她说：“伯弟兄，我现在没有 allergy 了。”
A sister after she drinks this honey for 2 months, she told me that I don't have an allergy anymore.
弟兄姊妹，这个蜜呢是蜜蜂，它在花里面工作得来。
This honey comes out from the work of the bees.
我们的主，他的话语就像蜜一样甘甜。
The words of our Lord is just as sweet as honey.
所以有时候我们在主的话语里面，我们有一点殷勤，我们束紧心思的腰带。
So in God's words, if we have little diligence, and we also gird up our loins,
你能够享受基督啊。
Then you can enjoy Christ.
这样的甘甜，这样的有力量。
Being so sweet and full of power.
我们也看见了，在34章，神告诉摩西那个地的四境的边界。
And in chapter 34, God tells Moses the boundary of the inheritance.
这是他们产业的范围。
That is the boundary of their inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，这在新约时代说出基督的度量。
In the New Testament, it talks about the capacity of Christ.
今天你我若是我们能够在基督的身量上面稍微有一点成长，那已经是非常蒙福了。
It's already a great blessing for us if we have a little bit growth in terms of the stature of Christ.
但是要达到基督那个无限量的丰满，那个度量，弟兄姊妹，个人是不可能的。
But it's impossible for individual to attain the infinity of the capacity of Christ.
我们必须要和众圣徒一同来明白。
We have to understand with all the saints.
所以今天我们擘饼，我们弟兄带我们唱第一首诗歌。
So as we break the bread, the first hymn our brother learned.
我到了主耶稣十字架下，我有两件事情，我开始认识了。
It says that I understand 2 things on the beneath the cross of Lord.
第一个就是你的爱是我测不透的，没有限量的。
First is your love is unsearchable.
第二个，我发现我这个人何等的不配 ，unworthy.
And second is that I find my
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是不过正常的教会生活，
If we do not live a normal church life,
若是教会不走这条天路，不让神来带领，
If church does not walk this heavenly way, does not let God lead,
我们用传统，用人的规条，用制度，弟兄姊妹们，我们永远达不到这个度量。
If we use traditions or regulations, we can never achieve such capacity.
我们知道神的旨意一定要完成的。
We know God's purpose should definitely be fulfilled.
进入永世的时候，我们都要达到。
Once we enter into eternity, we will all attain.
但是那个时候才达到，太迟了。
But it's too late if we attain at that time.
神希望我们今生就往前，我们能够得着。
God hopes that in this life we can move forward and we can obtain.
这是为什么我们今天要这样聚会。
That's why we should gather this way today.
为什么我们要这样生活？
Why we should live this way?
为什么我们要这样侍奉？
Why we should serve this way?
为什么我们要这样敬拜？
And why we should worship?
为什么他们做我们不做呢？
Why is that others do this but we don't?
因为你我看见了一个目标。
For we have seen a purpose.
那个目标是主让我们看见的。
And this purpose is what Lord has blessed.
不是人的教导。
It's not teaching.
不是人的想象。
Not by imagination.
你知道使徒们他们在那个时代就是天天在主面前祷告，求神开我们的眼睛，让我们看见。
Apostles back then, every day they were on their knees to ask God to show them and let them see.
看见了，我们就把自己交给神，说主，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹随着你一起走。
Once they see it, they commit themselves to God and say, "I'm willing to walk together with brothers and sisters with you."
这是这个产业。
That is the inheritance.
你知道，当他们脱开了肉体，到了摩押平原，神才把这个情形整个告诉摩西。
After they are being delivered from flesh, when they arrive at the plain of Moab, then God showed them this entire.
那么他们怎么样能够承受产业呢
？So how can they inherit the inheritance?
对，民数记二十六章第五十二到五十六节。
In chapter 26, verse 52 to 56.
那里呢，至少讲出四个原则来。
They are mentioned at least four principles.
第一个要照着每一个支派人数的多少来分产业。
First, they should divide the land based on how, based on many or few of the numbers in a tribe.
啊，第二个呢，他说每一个人都有自己的一份。
And the second is that each one have their portion.
第三个要研究啊，照着神所命定的来得产业。
And third, they have to divide by lot, which is according to what God has appointed.
第四个呢，是照着他自己的附加和他的支派宗族来得产业。
And fourth is based on their fathers and their own households, their tribes.
弟兄姊妹，这都跟今天我们在教会生活里面的追求和侍奉发生关系。
This has close relationship with how we're pursuing and also service in church today.
我们的追求啊，是为着叫基督在我里面增加。
Our pursuing is for the increase of Christ in us.
这是讲到生命的多少。
It talks about how much is life.
而且我们追求啊，是个人得着，我不可能帮别人得。
And when we pursue, it's individually we obtain. We cannot obtain for others.
所以我们在一起追求的时候，要做自己，不要去彼此模仿。
So when we pursue together, we have to be ourselves. Don't copy others.
你知道早期啊，在远东，主曾经兴起的一些弟兄姊妹，在这个点上爱慕追求。
In Far East, earlier days, God has raised up a group of brothers and sisters in Far East.
They
really have the longing to pursue.
但是在教会里面呢，因着有的人跑得快，而且他们呢，显在众人的面前。
But among church, because some of them run quicker than others, and they are being revealed before everyone.
大家就很羡慕啊，他穿什么衣服，我也去买一件那样的衣服。
And everyone really desired.To be them, and so they even copy the way they dress.
他提什么包包，我们也买一样的包包。
And even copy the way they, the purse they carry.
我自己年轻的时候也曾经这样效法过。
I used to copy the imitate.
我读到一个爱主的弟兄啊，他年轻一生没有几张照片。
I have found a brother who loves the Lord. He doesn't have many pictures, photos taken.
因为他不要显扬自己，不要人认识他。
For he doesn't want to be revealed.
这是一个真的认识主的人，爱慕生命的人。
And that's someone who truly knows the Lord, who loves life.
好，我们知道有的人啊，如果照团体照，他都要站前面一点，大家一看那照就他是最突出。
We know that for someone, whenever taking group pictures, he would like to stand in the front to show that he's the obvious one.
我一看到那个，我羡慕的不得了，因为我从小就讨厌照相。
Whenever I see this, I really have the desire because I did not like to take pictures.
我也要隐藏自己，把我所有照片都拿来给他烧掉了。
In order to hide myself, I always burn all the pictures.
那时候我还单身。
At that time, I was still single.
后来主让我认识我现在的姊妹。
Later on, I know my wife.
我姊妹，我们认识几天了，她就回她住的地方，她在洛杉矶，我在西雅图。
After I know my wife, then after for a while she left, she went back to Los Angeles. I returned to Seattle.
她回去了，那边的弟兄姊妹问了，听说你交了一个男朋友，而且准备结婚了。
After she returned home, then the brothers and sisters asked her, I heard that you have a boyfriend and you're ready to get married.
他们就问说那个男孩子长什么样子。
They asked,
他们忘记了。
How does the brother look like? And she said, I forgot.
因为我们实在认识时间太短了。
Because we've known each other too short.
那么他就给我打电话，他说请你寄一张照片来。
Then she called me, please send me a picture.
我到处找一张照片也没有。
I could not even find one picture.
后来在一个弟兄家哈。我们有一次出去玩，一起照了一张照片。我就跟他说，
把这张照片借我好不好
？And finally, I found a picture in a brother's home where I was in there, so I asked him to lend me the photo.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要去学别人怎么爱主。
We don't have to imitate others how they love the Lord.
你要学他怎么效法基督。
We have to imitate them how they imitate Christ.
他的生活外面的做法不重要。
It's not important for how they live or things outside.
重要是他里面那个爱主。要效法基督那个灵，我们很需要。
But what's important, what we need is the spirit. They love the Lord and they imitate the Lord.
我盼望我表达的清楚，弟兄姊妹能领会。
I hope that I explain clearly so you can understand.
所以你追求得产业的时候哈，不会闹出我那样的笑话来。
So when you pursue to inherit inheritance, you will not do the same as I did.
在这样的追求的时候。
And when we pursue this way,
我们有时候会怪啊，别人为什么有这样的学习，有这样的机会，为什么我没有
？Sometimes we complain, why is that others have such opportunity to learn, but I don't.
我们常常会想，主啊，好事都归给他们，倒霉都归给我。
Sometimes we feel that seems others all have the, don't all receive the good things, but I'm not as receiving the, I'm not as receiving us good enough.
A better portion. 弟兄姊妹们，你知道大卫年轻的时候，他有足够的理由常常这样问，对不对
？David, when he was young, he often had the reason to ask this way.
他受膏以后有十四年的时间，没有一天过过好日子。
After he got anointed for 14 years, he never had one day of good life.
但是他写诗篇十六篇的时候，他说：“用神量给我的。”地界坐落在佳美之处。
But when he wrote Psalm 16, the land which God measured to me is in this good land.
啊，这是神所命定的。
That's what God appointed.
因为神认识我。
For God knows.
他知道我对我什么是最好的。
He knows what's the best for me.
弟兄姊妹，若是你有这个眼光
，If you have such insight,
你我在地上承受事物的度量和能力要大许多许多。
Then the capacity and strength we can accept things on earth is getting bigger.
而且我们碰到事情来的时候，里面呢会有扶持的力量拖着我们。
And when we face circumstances, there will be a lifting power lifting us up.
你知道好多年以前，有一个中国姊妹住在 Pennsylvania.
Many years ago, there was a sister from China living in Pennsylvania.
啊，她是一位爱主的姊妹。
She's a sister who loved the Lord.
她的英文名字叫 Christiana。
Her English name is Christiana Tai.
蔡淑娟姊妹，啊，她在美国的所有的年日，她没有一天可以出她的房间去晒晒太阳。
For all the days she was in America, none of the days she could go out for to expose under the sun.
所以她被称作呢，暗室之后。
So she's being called behind the darkness.
她从来没有埋怨过。
But she never complained.
你知道，到她成熟的时候。美国的国会议员喝醉酒的赌鬼离婚的都去找他从他那里出来没有一个人不得救的
When she become mature all the congressmen or even the drunkards they all go after they go to see her and also when they come out of her place none of them not being saved
他要埋怨可以埋怨
She has all the reasons to
他出身非常高贵
She has a very honorable birth
他是清朝最后一任两江总督的女儿
She is actually one of the daughters of the last general in one of the governor. The governor in one of the dynasty in China.
那是非常非常尊贵的一个小姐的。
She's very honorable.
但是主给她一个非常特别的病。
But God has given her a very special illness.
她就活在主面前。
And she lived before God.
神所命定的。
What God has appointed.
你不要羡慕别人。
Don't.
也不要嫉妒别人。
And don't jealous.
今天在教会生活里面。很多的难处都是人与人的比较。
There are so many difficulties in church life today. Is the comparison between each other.
我们知道今天在中国国内有一句话对年轻人说：“你不要攀比呀。”Don't compare.
So in China, we know that we tell people don't compare.
有人这个觉得你看我跟你做朋友，你这个人真没出息。你看别人的朋友多好。
Some even feel that.I feel ashamed to be your friend, and you see that other friends are even better.
今天在教会生活里面，很多的难处 我们不说出来，其实都是心里面有一点，我不比你差，所以我要表现一下。
Among all the difficulties in church, even though we don't say it out, but we might feel that I'm not less, actually, you are not better than me, but so I have to also show myself.
若是你明白这是神所命定的，我们就安息地接受。
If you understand this is appointed by God, then we find in rest, we accept.
最后他得着是照着父家和自己的支派的。
Then finally they receive inheritance based on their fathers and their own tribe.
就是你得着了基督的时候啊，它表现出来有我们自己的个格的。
So once you gain Christ, what's being manifested have our own individuality.
我们用新约时代的几个主的仆人来做比方。
So we use the God's servant in New Testament time.
我们的彼得有彼得的个性。
Peter, he has his personality.
他一生的追求还是彼得，但是却变成表现基督的彼得。
For all his pursuit, he is still Peter, but he become the Peter express Christ.
那么保罗有保罗的个性。
Paul has his own personality.
那么保罗呢？不会因为彼得走在他前面，比他年长，什么都学保罗。
Paul doesn't imitate.
那就都学彼得。
Paul does not imitate Peter because Peter is older than him.
他乃是自己在主面前跟随主。
But he follows the Lord before.
结果呢？保罗得着的那一份，跟彼得互相呼应。
Then what Paul, the portion Paul receives echoes with what Peter receives.
那约翰最年轻。
And John is the youngest.
他在所有使徒在世的时候，他一句话都没说过。
He did not say a word when all the other apostles were on earth.
可能他说过一次，他说主啊，好不好？我们求父啊。从天上降下火来，把这些撒玛利亚人烧掉。
Maybe he said once, he said that Lord, is it okay that we ask the Father to send the fire to burn down all the Samaritans?
我们想，大概彼得、约翰呢，这个人以后没什么功用。
We thought that maybe John lost his function.
但是没想到啊，等到所有使徒离开世界以后，约翰开始起来进功用。
But we never thought of after all the apostles left the world, but John started to be functional.
我常常很稀奇啊。
I'm often so amazed.
约翰对基督的认识，是你我不能想都想不到的。
The knowledge of Christ of John is something we can never imagine.
他看见了那位他跟随过的耶稣，就是神永远心意的发表。他说那是神的道。
He sees the Jesus he has followed is the way of God.
这个我到今天呢，我都还没有办法领会。
But even until today, I cannot really understand.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们看见照着父家和支派得产业，说出我们每一个人神原初造我们的特性和个格都还在那里。
So receiving inheritance based on father's house and tribes is to show that we still keep our personality, individuality, how God has created us.
所以真正的正常教会生活，我们是一，但是我们又是多元的。
So a normal church life is that we are one, but also we are also
那种的美丽，那种的和谐。
This how beautiful and also in coordination with one another.
如果主闪一下给你看，你一定呢。这魂不守舍。
If the Lord just show you a glimpse of this, then you truly even lost yourself.
我自己在年轻的时候碰过，到今天我每次想到，我都还是问主：主啊，这个太奇妙，这到底是怎么一回事
？I have experienced this when I was young, and even now when I think about it, I thought it's so amazing.
那么我们要看呢，二十七章讲到得产业的两个条件。
And chapter 27 talks about the two requirements of receiving.
他前面一段呢，讲到在约瑟支派哈里面，西罗非哈他有六个女儿。
The first part talks about six daughters of Zelophehad in the tribe of Joseph.
他们呢，因为他们没有兄弟
，For they had no brothers.
所以照着原来讲。主讲的得产业只有 男人呢才有产业。
So as originally what God said is only the males can receive inheritance.
所以他们就到摩西面前呢向神去请愿。
So they come before Moses to ask God.
他们追求，他们爱慕，要得着产业。
They pursue and they long to have the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在神儿女们中间呢，我们实在要祷告，求主把爱得着基督的心智赐给我们。
Among God's children, we truly have to pray that may the Lord give us the heart to gain Christ.
我再讲哈，今天在神儿女们中间不缺少热心的弟兄姊妹。
Among brothers and sisters, God's children today, there is not lacking of those who are jealousy for God.
真正在我们一切的努力追求上面要得基督的人不多。
But there are few who are truly pursuing to gain Christ.
所以呢，圣经在民数记两次，27章和36章都记载这件事情。
So for two times it records the same thing in Numbers chapter 27, chapter 36.
对不起，这里讲到是他们五个女儿哈。
It talks about the five daughters.
我刚讲六个口误，五个女儿。
It should be five daughters.
这五个女儿呢，虽然他们原来是没有产业的。
Those five daughters, even though they had no inheritance.
但是他们有一个心智，所以他们到神面前去恳求。
But they have the heart, therefore they beg before God.
神说呢，中文说呢，神说他们说的有理。
The God say that they are right.
其实原来就是他们说的很好。
It should be that what they say is good.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事叫神的心喜悦。
And God is pleased with this.
今天在地上，若是有一个蒙恩得救的人，开始爱神的儿子耶稣基督。
If someone on earth who are saved by grace start to love the Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
并且里面有一个的渴慕，要问主啊，你到底是谁？
And have such longing to ask Lord, who are you?
弟兄姊妹，那是神非常喜悦的事情。
That's something fully pleased by God.
你知道大树的扫罗在往大马色的路上。
Saul of Tarsus on the way to Damascus.
得荣耀的基督向他显现。
The glorious
Christ
revealed him.To Saul, but Saul did not know him.
他第一句话就问，他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And Saul first asked, "Lord, who are you?"
直到他在罗马坐监，他写腓立比书的时候。
Until the time he wrote the book of Philippians, when he was in prison in Rome.
他告诉我们说：“弟兄们，我不是以为我已经认识了，我已经得着了。”
Then he told us, brothers, not that I think I have already attained.
他说：“我乃是忘记背后。”面向标杆，竭力的奔跑。
By forgetting what's behind, I pursue forward toward the goal.
奔跑什么呢
？To pursue to run with God.
使我认识基督。
So I know Christ.
不仅仅是在启示悟性上认识一点。
Not only knowing revelation in my head.
他要在他的生命经历里面找到这是基督。
He has to find this is Christ in his life
experience. 弟兄姊妹，这个心呢，是得产业的一个非常重要的。
That's one of the important criteria of gaining inheritance.
最怕就是我们像以扫一样，我要一碗红豆汤，这个比较具体。
What we should be really afraid we become like Esau.
因为我现在口渴。
Lentil soup because I'm thirsty now.
我们只要满足现在的需要，我们不要主。
We only would like to fulfill our needs right now, but we don't want the Lord.
第二个。
Second.
在27章18节。
Chapter 27, verse 18.
神告诉摩西说，你要离开世界了。
God told Moses you would depart this world.
摩西一点都没有为自己难过。
Moses was not sad for himself.
他也没有跟神求情说，请你再多给我一年。
He also did not ask for one more year.
他立刻跟主祷告说，求你在你百姓中间拣选一个人。
Immediately Moses prayed that let's choose someone amongst your children.
可以治理会众，
who can govern the,
可以在他们面前出入，
who can bring them in and out,
也可以引导他们，
and also guide them,
免得你的百姓呢，好像羊群没有牧人一样。
Let your children as sheep without shepherd.
神就对摩西说，
Then God told Moses,
嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的。
Joshua, the son of Nun, is a man who has the Spirit.
这是约书亚代表了那新一代被数点的以色列人的光景。
That's the condition Joshua represents the new generation of Israelites who have been numbered.
在中文圣经啊, 那个圣灵的圣啊, 有点点点,
in the Chinese Bible, underneath the word Holy Spirit, there are underneath the word Holy Spirit, the Holy has dots.
好,所以呢, 他在那里, 那里给我们看见了, 到底是叫, 约书亚的灵还是神的灵, 没有办法完全分清楚。
Here it tells us we cannot tell whether it's the spirit of Joshua or the spirit of God.
这40年对约书亚来讲, 使他成为一个活在灵里面的人。
Those 40 years for Joshua, it made him someone live in the spirit.
我们在他身上至少看三个点。
And we see three points from him.
他心中有神的灵, 他是 被神的灵所管理的人。
He has a spirit of God in him and he's been governed by the spirit of God.
我们刚刚已经讲到呢, 他接受环境,
he accepts circumstances.
他不逃避,
he does not run away from it.
也不赌气,
and not complain.
啊, 他不 fret.
He does not
你知道今天很多神的儿女们呢, 一赌气了, 就像小孩子这个样子。
We know many of God's children, when we fret, then we just become like children.
然后他也不埋怨,
and he does not complain.
他也不消极,
and not being negative.
弟兄姊妹, 他是服在圣灵的管理的底下。
He's under the government of Holy Spirit.
圣灵怎么管理我们呢?
How does Holy Spirit govern us?
常常是借着环境来管理我们。
That he governs us through the circumstances.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天我们呢, 太聪明了, 有一个环境来到, 我们就想办法把这个环境解套。
Today we are so smart. Whenever circumstances comes, we use our own ways to resolve it.
但若是要培养自己的灵呢, 你先祷告主, 主啊, 这个环境是出于你, 还是出于仇敌的?
But to nourish our spirit, we have to first pray whether the circumstances is from the Lord or from the enemy.
如果主显明是出于仇敌的,
if the Lord reveals it's from the enemy,
我们就用信心依靠主, 我们来拒绝仇敌。
Then we rely on the Lord by faith. We are resisting the enemy.
但我们绝不在外面自己去伸手。
But we do not stretch out our hands ourselves.
只用祷告。
Just pray.
只用信心。
By faith.
若是出于神的。
If it's from God.
我们求主给我们一个柔软的灵。
And we ask the Lord to give us a gentle spirit.
降服下来。
To humble.
这就是彼得讲的。 我们要服在神大能的手下。
That's what Peter says. We have to be under God's mighty hand.
你知道神的大能的手啊, 显在那些操练灵的人身上, 就是他的环境。
God's mighty hand reveals upon those who are exercising their spirit, which is by circumstance.
我很感谢主, 我在教会看见, 有走在我前面的弟兄们。
I thank the Lord for I see brothers who walk ahead of me.
有时候环境临到的时候, 他们也苦得不得了。
Sometimes they truly suffer when circumstances come.
哎呀，有一次我去看一个年长弟兄了。Once
I visit an elderly brother.
他在他家讲事情，他都有点这个谨慎。Even
when he shared things at his own home, he's still being really careful.
他就约我开车到很远地方去看望，结果一上车他就开始讲他受的苦。So
he invited me to visit others. To a very far distance, and as soon as we got in the car, he started to share with me his suffering.
哎呀，他讲啊, 他说你来啊, 你都帮助我, 我因为老了没有力气了。
And he told me that you are helping me as you come, as I'm getting older and I lost my strength.
你来帮我刚强行事, 从这个环境中冲出去。
To help me being strengthened and also come out of the circumstances.
结果主也没有带领我去。
But then Lord did not lead me to go.
但后面的好多年，我常常去看我们年长弟兄。
But for many years, I've been visiting our elderly brother.
他变得真是在主的手中柔软。
He becomes so soft in God's hand.
完全服下来。
Completely prostrate.
哎呀，他说这都是主给我的祝福。
And that's all the blessing God has given me.
弟兄姊妹，这些经历哈，是在教会中产生出来的。
All those experiences are being formed, coming out from the church. Joshua and Caleb, they walked 38 more years. We heard so many people complain during those 38 years, but not those two. They are under God's hand. So So their life grows.
他们越来越美,
and they become even more beautiful.
而且越来越有力量,
and more strengthened.
这个力量是里面的力量,
and this power comes
from within. 是属天生命的能力,
it's the strength of
第二个,
heavenly life.
活在灵里,
and second, they live in spirit.
刚才讲的被圣灵管制是那个环境在外面。
We mentioned about being governed by the Spirit is the circumstance outside.
现在活在灵里面就是有的时候我们外面的血气被挑起来的时候你活在血气里你就很痛苦了。
To live in spirit is that if our outward flesh is being stirred up, if you live in flesh, then you feel so much suffering.
有时候理由出来的时候我们这个人整个人要着火一样的。
Sometimes when the reasons come out, then we're on fire.
这个时候我们要退到幔内，回到活到灵里。
At this time, we have to draw back to the veil and we have to live within the Spirit.
这就是保罗写给提摩太劝提摩太的话。
That's what Paul written to Timothy.
我们的提摩太呢，照着天然的个性呢，他是一个比较柔软、软弱的人。
For Timothy, he's a timid man based on his natural.
他平常不太敢讲话的。
He doesn't really dare to talk.
我有时候很羡慕一些人呢，什么环境他都敢讲话，叫做 outspoken。
I really desire of those outspoken people.
我有时候不讲话，有些年轻弟兄就在我边上说：“伯弟兄，你不讲，我来讲。”
Sometimes when I don't talk, but younger brothers say that if you don't share, I'll share.
你知道提摩太就是一个不 outspoken 的人。
And Timothy is someone who's not outspoken.
那他怎么办呢？每次受了委屈，有了压力，回家就哭。
Then
保罗最认识他了，所以你哭没有用的。
As Paul knows Timothy the best, each time when Timothy got off. Got being wronged, he just go back home to cry. But Paul told him there's no use for you to cry.
保罗说你要回到灵里。
Paul told him you have to return to the spirit. 神赐给人的不是胆怯的灵。 He said that God did not give man a timid spirit.
而是刚强、爱心和谨慎的灵。
But spirit with that with strength and also love and also.
他讲到灵力。
In sober spirit.
他最后结尾的时候，他说：“愿耶稣基督的恩惠与你的灵同在。”
And at the end, he said, "May the grace of Jesus Christ be with you in spirit."
耶稣要怎么样过那38年的日子？
How did Joshua spend his 38 years of life?
没有闹胃溃疡，也没有闹这个神经衰弱。
He did not have ulcer or become nerve.
要是你我呢，可能就这些病都通通都来了。
If it's you and me, we might end up having them.
因为呢。 约书亚活在灵里，
For because Joshua lived in the spirit.
所以神一眼就看出来，嫩的儿子约书亚，他是一个有灵的人。
So God sees that Joshua, the son of Nun, he is someone with spirit.
我盼望我讲这个不是很抽象。
I hope what I'm sharing is not.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们实际生活确实的经历。
Those are actual experience in our lives.
有时候碰到事情来啊，我们活在灵里的时候，滴水四步。 想恩如何?
Sometimes when we live in the spirit, when even though the enemy is with us, it's all around us, but we still enjoy all his grace.
这是大卫的经历。
That's the experience of David.
那么最后啊，他活在灵里，他能够随灵而行。
As he lives in the spirit, he's able to walk with the spirit.
就圣灵在他里面有一点点的动向，他立刻就觉察，这是主。
So whenever there's the movement of the spirit, he immediately observes this is from the Lord.
这个是得产业必须要有的条件。
That is a must requirement for receiving inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹，你亲近主哈，是绝对上算的。
So it's truly the best when you draw close to the Lord.
那么我们再稍微交通一点。
So let's continue to share.
我们看见呢。 怎么样得产业？
How can we gain the inheritance?
或者说呢，我们神怎样把产业分给我们？
How does God divide the inheritance to us?
在32章和33章的里面，
In chapter 22 and 33,
我们看见几件事情。
We see several things.
我们知道32章呢。
In chapter 32,
是流便加德马拿西半个支派哈，这两个半支派的人。
We see in chapter 32 the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh.
他们到摩西面前来要求得约旦河东的那一块地。
They come to Moses to ask for the land that's on the east side of River Jordan.
就是他们征战了。 从这个西实本王啊，还有那个巴山王噩的底下得来的。
So that's what they gained from the land of the king of the Basan on.
那么第三十三章哈、啊。
And chapter 33.
我们可以讲是整个旷野行程的这个总结和对前面的展望。
And that's the summary of the entire journey of wilderness and also the view ahead.
这个三十三章呢，里面有四十二站。
There are 42 stations in chapter 33.
这很有意思哈。
It's very interesting.
我们知道，我们有一位年长的弟兄啊，把这四十二站讲得很清楚。
We know we have an elderly brother explain those 42 stations.
弟兄姊妹，我相信可能你们都读过，都听过哈。
Maybe some of you have read.
我今天没有资格去讲这个。
So I'm not qualified here.
但是这四十二很有意思，是三个十四。
But those 42 stations, they're divided by 314.
你知道，在神整个的救赎计划的里面
，in the purpose of God's salvation，
他在亚当夏娃堕落背叛之后
，after Adam and Eve they fail and also rebel，
那么神要把他的爱子打发到地上来
，so God would like to send His beloved Son，
他要预备以色列人。
To prepare Israel,
能够把基督带给全世界。
And so can bring out Christ to the whole world.
我们读马太福音第一章，大卫就是基督的家谱。
As we read first chapter of Matthew,
从亚伯拉罕数起
，genealogy of Jesus,
一直到
from Abraham,
主耶稣三个十四代。
Until Lord Jesus, there are three generations,
42 generations. 所以这里四十二和那个四十二，我想可能在属灵上有呼应。
So the 42 stations and the 42 generations, there should be echo in spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见了，在这四十二站的路程中
，among those journey of the 42 stations,
他们呢属地的东西逐渐的脱落
，their earthly things start to become diminished.
他们属天的、属灵的逐渐的增加。
And they increase in their heavenly and spiritual.
啊，这个是得产业很重要的一个经历。
And that's a very important experience of gaining inheritance.
啊，所以我们每一个看见神给我们的祝福的人
，So each one of us who see the blessing of God.
我们在主面前呢，要常常的有一个警醒的灵。
We should always have a watchful spirit.
跟主说，主啊，你今天在我里面，是不是比昨天更新鲜一点
？And ask the Lord if you are more living in me than yesterday.
你今天在我里面，是不是更宝贵一点
？Are you more precious to me today than yesterday?
你今天在我里面，是不是更多得着地位一点
？Are you gaining more position in me than yesterday?
我在年轻的时候就唱一首诗歌。
When I was young, I sang a hymn.
是我们在。你学生聚会中间大家很喜欢唱的。
And this hymn that student fellowship really like to sing.
他说呢，我心感觉与主耶稣每日更加亲近。
It says that my heart feels drawn closer to the Lord each day.
啊，他后面讲副歌，他讲一般人也猜想不到。
The refrain says that you cannot even imagine half of it.
将来我见到主的面呢？我现在一半都猜想不到。
I can't even imagine half of it when I see the Lord that day.
弟兄姊妹，每经历一站，我们的肉身就脱落一点。
Each station,
肉体就脱落一点。
Each station we experience, then our flesh becomes more dim.
我们的己就越过越消沉。
Our self become less and less.
基督在我们里面增加。
And Christ increasing us.
第二个啊。我们看见他们走这一路的时候，他们开始遇见了征战。
And second, we see that as they walk this journey, they face warfare.
而在第二十一章的里面
，In chapter 21,
他们有征战得胜的经历。
They had an experience of overcoming the warfare.
好，弟兄姊妹，那个征战跟我们昨天晚上讲在旷野里面。征战是不一样的。
That kind of battle is different from the battle we mentioned last night.
因为他们遇见的是迦南地的那十族里面的两个族。
For what they met was the 10 tribes in Canaan, the two of the 10 tribes in Canaan.
一个是亚摩利族,
one is the
Amalek,
one is Bashan.
这些都是巨人,
those are giants.
好, 那个属灵的, 征战的性质, 我们知道, 在旷野里面是与世界, 与肉体, 与罪征战。
In the wilderness, we fight against the world, the flesh, and sin.
那都是在我们自己里面, 仇敌有地位的东西。
Those are what's within us, what the enemy has position of.
但是碰见了这个迦南地的仇敌的时候,
but when we face the enemies in Canaan,
那是空中属灵气的恶魔的差役。
That they are all the ministers of all the spiritual in the spiritual realm.
现在他们会打这个仗。
Now they're able to fight this war.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天在教会里面呢, 懂得我们活在征战, 环境里面的人不太多的。
There are not many of us know how we are living in the spiritual warfare.
请原谅我这样讲啊。
Forgive me to say.
我碰见的最会征战的大概就是我们的朱弟兄。
The person I have met who knows how to fight spiritual warfare the best is our brother Fu.
这两个礼拜我跟他相处比较多，因为他刚刚到我们那里去特会。
As I interact with him more, as he just came to Portland for the gathering there.
每一次我们祷告，我们弟兄都说：“主啊，求你给教会穿上全副军装。”
Each time when we pray, he asked our Lord to put on the full armor of God for us.
你知道那是保罗的话。
That's Paul's words.
那是在以弗所书里面。
And that's in Book of Ephesians.
那不是仅仅是传福音或者胜过罪、胜过这个肉体的打仗。
That is not just the warfare for sharing gospel or overcoming the flesh and sin.
你知道 Newark 城上面的有一个黑暗的军队军营在上面。
There's the spiritual armies.
它有一个恶魔在那里管制这所有的人心的。
There's the evil one governing all the hearts.
你如果能够胜过那个，你传福音，人就得救了。
If you're able to overcome this evil one, then when you share gospel,
这个征战不容易啊。
And it's not easy for the spiritual warfare.
在二十世纪初，在英国，他们有过这样的征战， 把整个威尔斯上面的恶魔打掉了。
In early 20th century in Welsh, that there was such spiritual warfare, they were able to overcome all the evil spirits.
在那里有一个大的复兴。And
there's a great revival there.
所以美洲有一些人听见这件事，他们想去看一看。So
in America, there are some who heard about this. They would like.
他们坐船去英国，还没有靠近威尔斯港啊，圣灵就开始感动他们，他们就在甲板上面跪下来，流泪的悔改认罪。
Even before their ship arrived, Welsh, that they already
Welsh,
even they already kneel down to confess and repent, and they are the believers.
这个是征战,
and that's warfare.
你知道今天教会面临主耶稣回来是要胜过这个，要把撒旦从天上赶下来。
For it's our warfare today for our Lord Jesus to come back and also cast down Satan from above.
我们基督徒今天打仗啊，是找弟兄打仗，不找撒旦打仗。
Today when Christians fight, we actually fight against brothers, not against.
我跟他意见不合，所以我就要胜过他。
I'm with different opinion than that brother, so I'm trying to overcome him, and that's not our understanding.
我有一次到大陆去。
Once I went to China.
我去福州。
I went to 福州。
然后有弟兄开车带我们去海边。And
then a brother drove us to a seaside.
经过高速公路的时候，他指给我看，他说：“你看这个河啊，闽江在那里转一个大弯。”And
when we pass the highway, then you see this river makes a big turn.
中间有一个岛。There's
an island there.
他说那个岛上面就是曾经主使用的一个使女，叫做 M.E. Barber。 何寿恩教士，他住在那里。And
Sister Margaret Barber lives there on the island.
他在那里祷告，把福州上面那个恶魔打败了。She
prayed there earnestly and overcome the evil one above the
福州。你知道中国最迷信的地方大概就是福州。The
most superstition city might be around that area.
哎呀，那一天我看到。 我心里面有一个灵里面有一个很深的感觉。
And when I saw that, I truly have a deep feeling in spirit.
我非常羡慕啊。
I really have the desire.
弟兄姊妹，你知道今天你要向人传福音，要请人爱主，多难的。
Today it's so hard to share gospel or even ask people to love the Lord.
因为仇敌在我们的里面。
For the enemy is within us.
因为我们没有对没有被炼净的，仇敌在我们里面很多地步的。
Because we are not being purified, so the enemy has grown in us.
很多营垒在我们里面。
There are a lot of camps within us.
就是很多我们对主自认为对的观念。
There are all those thoughts we thought we are right towards.
这些通通都要除去。
We have to cast those out.
这时候到了二十一章的时候，他们有了这个得胜的经历。
And then when it comes to Numbers chapter 21, they have the overcoming experience.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个是得产业。我们需要受的训练。
That's a training we have to go through when we have to receive inheritance.
那么第三个
And third,
就在三十二章里面。
In chapter 32.
流便加德马拿西这两个半支派要产业的时候。
When Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh ask for inheritance.
摩西刚听见的时候非常的生气。
When Moses just heard this, he was mad.
就指责他们
and he rebuked them.
但是他们提出来不是的我们不是这个意思
and they told Moses, no, we are not.
他说我们要和我们的弟兄们其余的十个支派一起过约旦河
we would like to go cross River Jordan with our other ten tribes.
我们要与他们一同去得着神给我们所有的产业
we would like to go together with them to gain the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹真正你得产业必须是和弟兄姊妹在一起。
To receive inheritance, you have to be with brothers and sisters.
所以在中古时期啊，有一些爱神的人，他们离开世界，到山上去修行。
So in the Middle Age time, there is a group of brothers and sisters who love the Lord. They left the world to go up to monastery.
Yeah, monastery.
To go up to monastery.
那一段时期啊，被称作。这个修道院时期。
So that's the time of the monastic period.
读圣经，了解神心意的人。
Those who read the Bible and understand God's will.
大家都同意啊，那一段时期是教会属灵光景最软弱、没有产业的时代。
Everyone agrees that's the period of time for the weakest time of church. There's no spiritual inheritance.
因为神给教会得着的产业是必须在。教会升起的原则中来得着的。
For the inheritance God gives to church has to be gained under the principle of the body.
所以基督徒啊，我们不可能你个人做基督徒，你就会达到神的目的。
So it's impossible for individual Christians to attend God's purpose.
而必须要进入正常的教会生活。
But have to enter in the normal church life.
那么不仅有这些的。这些的原则在这里。
So not only those principles.
而且三十四章啊，讲到有分产业的人。
And chapter 34 talks about those who divide inheritance.
神把这些分产业的人的名字啊，都在这里指定。
God appointed each name who's going to divide inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一般的啊，这是经过了旷野第二代成熟的领袖。
Those are the mature leaders after they pass through the wilderness in the second generation.
请原谅我用我自己的领会和大家分享一下。
Forgive me using my own understanding to share with you.
这些人呢，他们说出一个属灵的意义和原则。
Those people talk about spiritual meaning and principle.
就是在神的教会中啊，神能得着一些人。
That is in God's church, He can gain a group of people.
他们被神做工到一个地步。
They are being worked by God to a point.
他们明白神的旨意。
They understand God's will.
而且他们的性格被神塑造，被神锻炼过。
And their character is being formed and also trained by God.
他能照着神的旨意。
They can be according to God's will.
并且顺服圣灵的引导。
And also obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
在教会中成全弟兄姊妹。
And to perfect brothers and sisters in church.
啊，这样子哈，这些人就是分产业的人。
So those are the people who divide inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我自己在这个点上开始有一点领会。
I start to understand a little bit about this point.
就发现呢，我们实在不会成全别人。
Then I realized we really don't know how to perfect others.
好，我自己早期啊， 跟一个弟兄在一起配搭服侍。
When in my earlier days, I co-worked with a brother.
哎呀，我有时候我就跟他讲， 这个弟兄不行， 你怎么还这样子服侍他？
Then sometimes I mentioned to him that this brother seems not as good, but how come you still continue to serve him? Not only I say this.
而且呢， 别人也讲。
But others mentioned
that. 而且那些他要服侍的， 要成全的弟兄姊妹的家人也讲， 说我这个人， 这不行的。
And even the families of those whom he would like to serve mentioned the same.
有一天呢， 我们大家就问他，
One day we asked him,
你怎么这么好啊？ 什么人你都服侍， 好像没原则似的。
How come you are so nice? You serve everyone as if you don't have any principle.
他那一天啊， 他说， 他说我们聚会啊， 像一个小家碧玉。 The small house, poor house.
He said our gathering is like a small poor house.
这穷人家哈， 一个破扫把都觉得了不起，我有一把扫把。
In a poor man's house, even if we have a broken broom, we feel that it's good we have the broom.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹只要主带到这里来， 都是我要成全，我要靠主恩典把他服侍到基督跟前。
Therefore, as long as the Lord brings each brother and sisters to us, then by Lord's grace, I would like to perfect.
我们常常要成全人，先定一个很高的标准。
Usually, when we would like to perfect,
我跟你讲一遍，讲两遍，讲三遍，你还不是 out.
If I tell you 1, 2, 3 times, you are still not there yet, then you're out.
我也服侍你，我也看望你，我也照顾你 out.
I already serve you, already visit you, but if you are not still there, you are still not there yet, you're out.
我早期学习传福音，我就是这样，我就跟主祷告，我说主啊，这个人你大概没拣选。
I was like this when I preached gospel in my earlier days. I prayed to the Lord, maybe you have not chosen this person.
我说我已经用尽了爱心，用尽了这个都没有用。
I have used up all my love, all my effort, but it's still no use.
主也不回答我。
And the Lord doesn't answer me.
主说你不服侍， 我就把你调走， 让别人来服侍。
And the Lord told me, if you don't serve, then I change another person.
结果过几年碰到那个， 他弟兄啊， 你好啊， 他得救了。
Then after a few years that I met that person I served, then he told me, brother, and he's saved.
我承认我是一个不会分产业的。
I confess that I'm someone not know how to divide the inheritance.
我也不能分产业。
And I cannot.
但我巴不得教会多一些弟兄姊妹认识神的心意，服在圣灵的管制底下，成全别人。
But I really hope that in church there are more brothers and sisters who knows God's will and under God's governing of the Spirit and then can perfect others.
我们不仅得产业。
Not only we receive
inheritance,
we also have to know how to live inside the inheritance.
我们还要知道怎么样持守这个产业， 不要做败家子。
And also keep hold of this inheritance and not waste it.
弟兄姊妹，是不是肉身有很多富家子？ 富人不过三代， 为什么呢？ 第三代就成为败家了。
As we see that in the world, there are many rich people, they cannot be wealthy over 3 generations because in 3rd generation, they waste all.
所以主的话语很清楚地教导这些将要进迦南的以色列人将来怎么住在产业地。
So God's word clearly tells those Israelites who are entering into Canaan how they should live in their inheritance.
28到29章
Chapter 28, 29
讲到节期。
Talk about the feast,
讲到献祭,
and offering,
讲到安息日,
the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹, 我简单地讲, 我只讲一个点,
so I will just briefly mention one point.
就是住在基督里的要诀,
that is the essential point of abiding in Christ.
那个长献的燔祭和铜献的素祭是不能少的。
So the burnt offering and also the grain offering cannot be missed.
这是在基督里生命长进住的安息一个要诀。
That is the most essential point to abiding in Christ and for the life growth.
每天早上呢, 我们把自己献给主。
Every morning we consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
这是开始。
That's the beginning.
那个坛上的火就不熄灭。
And the altar on the fire never
quenched. 这告诉我们说, 圣灵所生, 神圣的爱在我里面不熄灭。
That means the sacred love within us that's born by the Holy Spirit is never quenched.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，每天到了黄昏的时候，献上一只羊羔。
And there's another offering of the lamb at evening.
啊，我们不要忽视这些，我们每天早晚在主面前献的生活。
So we cannot ignore of this consecration life before the Lord day and night.
如果我们每天这样活在主的跟前，
If we live before the Lord every day like this,
必然显出生命的长进。
Then the growth of life will be revealed.
那么第三十章，他讲到妇人或者女孩子在家里面许愿或者起誓。
In chapter 30, it talks about women or girls as they make a vow at home.
我们读圣经的时候，常常把重点就看到那个他许什么愿。
When we read the Bible, we often pay attention to what kind of vow did she make.
但是在这一章圣经里面，真正讲的乃是一个男人怎么做丈夫，怎么做父亲。
But here it really talks about how a man being a father and being a husband.
一个女孩怎么做女儿，一个妇人怎么做妻子。
How a girl to be a daughter and how a woman to be wife.
如果独身的妇人，她怎么样在神的面前谨守自己。
How if it's a single woman, how she can keep herself before the Lord.
这是讲到正常的角色。
And that's the normal position.
我的儿子他有时候就问我，爸爸你怎么做父亲。
Sometimes,
我说你是我儿子你应该知道。
Sometimes my son asks me, Dad, how do you be a father? Then I told him, you're my son, you should know.
他说我不是问你怎么做，主的话怎么教。
He told me, I'm not asking how you be a father, but I'm asking you, how does the Lord tell us?
我姊妹就跟他讲，你回去读这个民数记三十章。
Then my wife told him that you read Book of Numbers chapter 30.
然后他告诉我儿子说，你爸爸在讲台讲过一次，你去听那个。
She told my son that your father has shared once, then just go listen.
你知道美好的生活是从正常的角色开始的。
A good life starts with a normal position.
有正常的丈夫就有正常的家庭。
Having a normal husband, then have a normal family.
有正常的妻子，才会有正常的婚姻生活。
Have a normal wife, then there's a normal marriage life.
正常的角色带来美好的家庭。
Normal position brings out a good family.
美好的家庭带来正常的社会。
And good family brings out a normal society.
正常的角色才带来美好神家的生活。
Normal position brings out a good life in God's house.
啊，这些我想让弟兄姊妹大家回去读哈，你会看见这个丈夫要承担责任的。
When you read at home, you will see this husband have to bear responsibilities.
承担责任的时机很重要，自己的判断很重要，说什么话很重要。
The timing and the judgment and what he says is very important.
好，那么我们再快快的看。
And we go through quickly.
我们要持守产业呢，必须要过公义和恩典的生活。
To keep the inheritance, we have to live our righteous and also gracious life.
好，这是三十五章讲逃城的原则。
That's the principal refuge in chapter 35.
因为我们神的宝座哈，它是以公义和公平做他宝座的根基的。
For the foundation of God's throne is based on righteousness and also judgment.
而且在神的宝座前是呢，慈爱和诚实行在他的面前。
But before the throne, there's the loving kindness and truth before the throne.
啊，所以有逃城的设立。
So there's the setting up of the refugee.
然后最后呢，第三十六章要持守产业。
And chapter 36, we have to take hold of the inheritance.
那要保持生命的纯净。
That's to keep the purity of life.
你知道生命纯净啊，最大的一个考验就是偶像。
The greatest trial for keeping the purity of life is the idols.
所以在三十一章的里面。
So in chapter 31.
神吩咐摩西啊，你要在米甸人身上报这个巴兰所带来拜偶像的那个仇。
So God told Moses that you have to take vengeance of the Midianites, which was about the, what Balaam has brought in.
昨天晚上呢, 我们有一个点没有谈到,
Last night we missed talking about one point.
就是在民数记22章一直到25章呢, 这个摩押王, 他用钱雇了巴兰来咒诅以色列。
That is in chapter 22 to 25. King of Moab hired Balaam to curse Israelites.
结果呢, 神不许可巴兰咒诅。
Then God did not allow Balaam to curse.
反而祝福以色列人。
But blessed Israelites.
那么最后呢, 巴勒就送了巴兰很多的金银。
Then Balak gave a lot of silver and gold to Balaam.
巴兰就出了一个计谋。
Then Balaam had a
用米甸人的年轻女孩子去引诱以色列的这些族长们。
Then use the young girls in Midianites to attract the chiefs of Israelites.
他们先是在情感上面，他们交往，结果犯了奸淫。
And they commit adultery.
然后他们就拜偶像。
And they worship idols.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在新约要结束的时候，使徒约翰写他的书信。
At the end of New Testament, Apostle John wrote a pastor. Epistles.
我相信他们要离开世界前呢, 他们心中看的是教会前面要经过的环境。
I trust that before they leave the world, they really foresee what church will go through.
所以他们说的话非常的恳切。
So they really earnestly talk.
约翰在约翰一书最后一句话说, 小子们啊, 你们要自守远避偶像。
So on the first John, the last sentence says that little children, you have to keep away from the idol.
弟兄姊妹, 为什么人会拜偶像呢?
Why do people worship idols?
因为人喜欢装饰自己。
For people like to adorn ourselves.
喜欢炫耀自己。
Like to show off.
喜欢满足自己。
And to fulfill ourselves.
第二个原因, 人爱世界就会拜偶像。
And second reason is that men love the world and therefore worship idols.
第三个原因,
Third reason.
人因为呢, 这个贪恋不对付自己的肉体。
For men are greedy and also lust in lust and not dealt with our own flesh.
好，所以保罗说呢， 一个人贪婪了，他就是拜偶像。
So Paul says when someone is in lust, then he's worshipping the idols.
我们要纯净的， 生命要纯净， 除了基督以外， 我什么都可以失去。
For us to have a purified life, that is besides Christ, we can lose everything.
保罗有这种生活, 对不对?
Paul has such life.
他说我为要得着基督看什么? 万事, 丢弃万事, 如同粪土。
He said that in order to gain Christ, I see all things as lost, as done.
我们今天爱主到一个地步, 世界事情不引诱我们, 但是属灵事情我们还是很在乎的。
So we love the Lord to the point that the world cannot attract us, but we pay so much attention to spiritual things.
有的人呢, 就看你写过几本书, 你讲到了有没有印成书,
Some pay attention to how many books have been written and that become their idols. That is scary.
所以以前我们唱一些爱主弟兄姊妹诗歌, 他们说, 主啊, 有你就够了, 这个不容易啊。
So sometimes when we sing the hymn, it says that when we have the Lord, that's enough, but that's not easy.
愿主单单的成为我们的满足。
May the Lord become our own satisfaction.
成为我们的喜乐,
become our joy.
啊, 成为我们的一切,
and become all in all.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
一路走来都是你的慈爱,
it's truly all your loving kindness.
都是你的供应,
all your provision.
都是你的教导,
all your teaching.
主啊, 你的同在和 你自己的管教,
your presence and your own discipline.
我们心和灵向你俯伏敬拜。
Our heart and spirit prostrate and worship.
主啊, 你过去怎样带领你的百姓以色列人,
How you guide your children Israelites.
今天你也怎样带领你在地上的教会。
Today you also guide your church on earth.
主愿你得着我们。
May you gain us.
成为一般跟随你行走属天道路的人。
Become the group of people to walk the heavenly way.
做成你所要做的工,
to fulfill your work.
直到我们面见你的荣耀,
until we see your glory.
愿基督成为我们的满足,
may Christ become our satisfaction.
成为我们的享受,
become our joy.
成为我们的夸耀,
and become our glory.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.